welcome to PHP BB Weekly, episode number 111 for Saturday, June 27th, 2009. PHP BB Weekly is the weekly live podcast. We talk all about the PHP BB bulletin board software at phpbb.com. And once again on this nice Saturday, I am your co-host, Douglas Bell from the Bay Area.
And I'm Michael Cottingham.
From who knows where?
And Debunker.
Debunker. And we have a guest joining us today, and this is actually probably one of the things, we've gone all over the world, but I don't think we have ever actually been able to get someone from China live on the show before, so this is pretty interesting. So I always love long distance. Anyway, I digress. John Wells is joining us. He is known on phpb.com as Jay Hong, is that right?
That's right.
Cool. And thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Except that because we're having some... John, we may be having some issues with your Skype again.
I already sound like I'm underwater, do I?
Oh, there you go. No, you just came through a little cluttered a little bit there. It's better now.
That's pretty nice.
Probably not the last time we'll be playing around with that. We'll see. Anyway, just go quickly through our housekeeping. PHP BB Weekly is live every Saturday at noon Eastern Time, 1600 UTC. If you'd like to join us, the number to call is 724-444-7444. It's the USA area code, of course. Calling number 12418, or you can join us live in our chat room at TalkShoot.com, our IRC channel, PHP Weekly at freenode.net. And our website, phpbb.net, where you can stream the episodes live or just find our episodes when they are released. And, I'm getting to that very fast, but that's good to know. I invited John to join us today because he is the head honcho, I guess, behind a project called WP United. And we've liked talking about bridges between or integrations between other programs and PHP BB before on the show. We talked about Joomla's integration quite a bit, and this is probably the most active project integrating WordPress with PHP BB 3. And so, wanted to have an opportunity to highlight it a little bit, and so I invited John to come on and tell us a little bit about WordPress United, or WP United, or how do you like to call it?
WP United.
There you go. I'm so used to interchanging WP with WordPress that I just...
It's clever.
Yeah. So, why don't you give us a little overview about, what WP United, why you started WP United and kind of what it does.
Sure. Toward 2006, I originally started it. I had my own PHP BB site, and I was looking to integrate our blogs more closely with our forum. So I guess that's the way most of these mods start, really looking to solve problems that we were having on our own site. And it was beginning of 2007, I decided to release it as a standalone mod.
And you actually have it as a pretty much a 100% PHP BB mod, so it doesn't touch WordPress at all.
That's right. I mean, that's one of the things I love about WordPress. If you want to install a mod into WordPress, it has a very nice plugin system.
Yeah, I know.
So you don't have to really make any code edits to WordPress at all, which makes it very easy to upgrade WordPress and upgrade mods that you've already installed. So I was very keen to build WP United to make sure that I adhere to that. It's 100% PHP mod. It doesn't really touch WordPress at all.
Does it have any kind of plugin that you install on WordPress, or does it all work from the PHP BB side?
It does, yes. It does install a plugin into WordPress, but it does it behind the scenes automatically. For most users, they won't really know that it's being installed.
Oh, interesting.
We originally had it so that it didn't plug in. Users wouldn't know it was actually installed at all. But it seems that has cleaned up their security a little bit in the intervening years. So now it does appear as a plugin in your WordPress plugins list. But we do try to install it behind the scenes just to make it easier for users.
We can maybe talk about some of the features in WP United, because it actually does a couple of interesting things.
The key thing for us has been the automatic login integration. So your PHP BB users automatically get a login in WordPress whenever they visit it. That was really what drove me to create the modern place, and since then it's kind of ballooned out of all proportions. The key feature is obviously the login integration, but on top of that we can also integrate templates. So you can have your WordPress forum appear inside your PHP BB forum, and vice versa as well. So if you have a WordPress page inside your forum, then you can do that too. They're the two key elements of the mod. But since then, we've added more and more features. Another key thing which we can do is give each of the PHP BB users their own blog in WordPress. That's something that WordPress doesn't really support out of the box, so it's quite a big modification. But what it means is that whenever users create blog posts, it actually appears as if they have their own blog. They can set their own template for it, and they get their own blog title. And this is all done automatically.
And you're able to do this on a regular WordPress install, or does that require like WordPress multi-user?
Yeah, it's done on a regular WordPress install. Actually, WordPress multi-user isn't supported fully yet. So we require a standard WordPress install.
It's interesting because I have seen one or two other things that are along the line. Sort of blog to forum integrations, and most often the most they do involves maybe like you can think you make posts on the blog will become topics on the forum, and you know comments and posts between those will synchronize and all that. More of a direct, you literally are able to mix and match WordPress and PHP BB on the same page.
Yeah, well, I mean, we have lots of users on our forums who are crying out for better synchronization between posts. Post between WordPress and PHP BB. We do it a bit. So right now, if you post a new WordPress blog post, you can choose to have that an excerpt of that automatically synchronized to the forum. But that's not really the main purpose of it. I mean, I think I'm really keen to play to WordPress's strengths and play to PHP BB's strengths. Mm-hmm. I think WordPress's strengths are you can have a really nice blog, you can give you nice blogs. And PHP BB strengths are, you know, really the discussions. I'm not sure if it always makes sense to really synchronize or copy post between the two. It's nice if you can kind of leave each of the packages to play to their own strengths.
Yeah.
Also, there's a bit of a concern. A lot of users are very keen to automatically synchronize all of their posts between the two. But that might not be quite so good for search engines. Search engines like Google tend to penalize you from having if you have too much duplicate content.
That's a good point. Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, this is actually something that I've stumbled into, having a podcast, which is actually the site of which is actually powered by WordPress, but it's about PHP BB, and we don't have our own forum, so I couldn't do an integration. We rent a forum from another site, and actually the rent is overdue. But it's interesting because I've had some people saying, you know, you should, instead of posting on the WordPress site, you should post them on the forum and we can discuss them there. And it's like, well, you know, there's comments forums here and no one actually does that anyway. So
yeah. Well, I mean, we are being pushed to content between the two. Right now you can choose when you post a blog post to have it an excerpt of it sent over to the forum. We're looking at tying in that integration a bit better so that if you do edit that post in WordPress, it gets updated on the forum and vice versa. So we're looking at ways we can make a bit more tied in a bit better, because it does seem to be a very popular request.
Let's see. So I'm reading through your feature list. It says you have one of the big things has been automatic login automatic login integration. So you can I guess you can now have accounts that are mapped between the two, and that's something that we've seen in some other integrations with PHPBB as well.
Yeah. The way it works is the first time you visit WordPress, you're automatically given an account, and then that account is kept up to date, your PHBBB account. Mm-hmm. So if you wanted to log into your blog via third-party tools, and there are a lot of third-party tools for WordPress, such as, you know, for example, you can post blog posts from Microsoft Word. You can still do that.
Yes. WordPress has like an XML RPC interface.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the account is created and managed by PHPBB.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. See, I actually didn't know this before I had first contacted you, but apparently you actually had a earlier version of WP United going with PHPBB 2.
That's right, yeah. I mean, I originally released it in early 2007. It was purely for PHPBB 2. It looked a lot different than it now,
sure.
We had so many more features. PHPBB 3 was going gold. I released a PHPBB 3 version. I found myself with a lot less time on my hands, and PHPBB updates were coming out so fast, once every couple of weeks, if you remember back to that time, that it was very hard to keep up to date. So I must admit, for 2008, I pretty much left WP United alone. It's only recently I've come back to it and brought it back up to date for the best version of PHPBB 3.
John, I'm sorry to say this. You keep cutting in and out. Maybe we should try calling you on the phone instead.
Yeah, give it a go.
Sorry, it's just getting a little hard to hear you, so I'll give that a try. Hold on a minute. Where'd I put him? I'll edit this out. Calling all the way to China now, courtesy of Skype.
What?
Hello?
What?
Sorry. It's not gonna work. That was weird. That was creepy. That's not going to work.
Hello.
Hi, that didn't work.
I've got your number. Just give me a second. I'll give you your number, or if you can hear me clearly now, we can try this.
Maybe we'll try. So I called, and I got a loud thing playing Ode to Joy. And then someone... A lady who
got through to China.
Huh?
You definitely got through to China there, but not me.
You guys hear Ode to Joy in China?
No. Yeah. It's a new feature we have on our telephones. They try and embarrass you by playing bizarre music.
Why?
That's a very good question.
Have you ever heard of a dial tone? You know, over here, all we get is... You guys get blah, 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 blah.
Well, there's an obscure key combination you can type in to reset your embarrassing music to a decent dial tone, but not everyone's figured that one out yet.
Good grief. Here, it's working better now. Let's just go with it. It cuts in and out. We've done that. We've lived with it before. We'll live with it again. What were we talking about? You're talking about PHPBB 2, of course.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it was a while ago that I released the initial version of WP United, and that was about the time that PHPBB 3 was just going crazy. A new version was being released every couple of weeks, just before it went gold. And about that time, I had a lot of trouble keeping up to date. And to be honest, I let WP United lapse.
Yeah.
It's only recently that I've restarted active development of it about 3 or 4 months ago.
Mm-hmm. That's why I discovered it. But Let's see.
During the interim, Jap Galaxy and Wintermute, and they managed to keep it up to for the intervening versions of WordPress. That's the great thing about open source, is that projects really never die.
Yeah, pick them up, fork them. Yeah. I'd be curious to know, having moved from PHP BB2 over to PHP BB3, my usual co-host, who's not with us today, because he's away, but he always loves to brag about how much better the PHP BB3 code is versus the PHP BB2 code. I'm not familiar with the 3 code. I'm still old school, but I'd be curious to know did you kind of have the experience moving from 2 over to 3? How was that for you?
Well, let me try and remember. It's a couple of years ago now. To be honest, it wasn't too painful. But what I had to do for most of the WP United code, I tried to keep it the same between PHP BB2 and PHP BB3. And all the parts that were different, I tried to abstract away into a separate file, into a separate class. So that there was really only a file that I had to worry about when I was trying to reconcile PHP BB2 and PHP BB3. And that helped a lot, certainly when I was still releasing two separate versions, one for both versions of PHP BB. It made it a lot easier to manage when 90% of the code base was the same. Mm-hmm. That's actually a bit of a problem now. Now I'm looking to release a 1.0 version of WP United, and I'm looking to clean out all of the old PHP BB2 code, which is, yeah. Since I managed to extract it away into a separate file, it's still hanging around in there. So that's one of my key things to do, is to clean all of that out.
It'd probably be a good idea if you probably have aspirations to eventually submit it to the mod database.
Yeah, well, I imagine they'd go crazy if they saw it all.
I don't think so. Whatever you have, it is not the biggest mod they've ever looked at. I know what the biggest mod they've ever looked at is, because I used to be on that team.
Well, that's good to know.
There was one that was literally, it was like 100 files and like 200 and like 2 hours or more to install by hand. You are not the biggest mod they've ever seen. They will be able to validate yours.
Well, as long as they're able to validate a bit of WordPress code as well, then it will all be good.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they can figure that out. It's actually interesting because about that time 2 years ago, they actually added a bit of code I'm trying to remember what it says. If only, Michael, do you remember this when they added things for the Joomla integration? They added like plugin type things and hooks to PHP BB3.
Yeah, they added some basic hooking so that people can add stuff like Joomla and so on.
That's probably like where you get the login maps and things like that, because I remember it did that, mapping the login systems together between the two. Help me out, Michael.
If you give me a second, I can probably tell you.
He doesn't know what we're talking about because he's never used WordPress.
Well, I've used your WordPress, but I haven't really done a whole lot with it other than post.
I've actually started doing some WordPress plugins recently, and it's actually kind of interesting, nice. Being able to do it all in one file, though the function names get kind of funny in the hooks and all that. But yeah, so have you... I don't know what if whether you're... Having not looked at your code yet, John, do you have... been able to take advantage of any of these things in PHP BB3, or do you not know what we're talking about?
Actually, the hook system, we're just beginning to make use of it in version 0.8 of WP United. Unfortunately, there aren't too many functions in PHP BB that are hookable.
I'm sure.
We are able to make a little bit of use of it. It would be really great if they were all hookable, just like WordPress is, but... hopefully PHP BB4 will bring more of that. We're all beginning to make use of it.
They're supposed to be really improving the posting API, and I presume that'll make that a lot more accessible in 3.2 when that comes out.
Yep. Really, the biggest problem we had with integrating wasn't so much the code changes to PHP 3. I mean, we tried to keep them to a minimum. The biggest problem was functions that had the same name in PHP BB and WordPress, and there were two or three functions that are named exactly the same. And unfortunately, in PHP, you can't you're not allowed to do that. So that was a bit of trouble. But that was really the key problem we had to face.
Yeah. So, you actually have a gallery on your site, wp-united.com, of a bunch of sites that actually have integrated the two.
That's a little bit out of date.
I had a feeling as I was going.
Still using WP United. If you look on the forums as well, there's a gallery forum in there with a little bit more up to date.
Oh, okay. Let me head over to that. Yeah, there's actually quite a. There's like 61 pages, 4 pages worth of these here. How is it sort of seeing some of these different integrations? And I'm sure that not all are the same. How has that been going? what are some of the differences that they have, I should say, the different ways they integrate?
It's been really interesting to see what people have done with it. I mean, I've seen everything from radio stations and TV stations, like small ones, mind you, but all the way through to, you know, strange special interest groups. So we've really seen the whole gamut of sites using WP United. It's interesting to see what they can do with it. There are quite a few people who use the per user blogs, and I think that's what makes seems to be the most interesting feature. When you allow each of your PHP BB community members to have their own blogs, and when each of those blogs looks a bit different, things really seem to start to explode, and the site ends up with huge amounts of content.
Okay. Here's probably something I should have asked. So, what is, because I'm sure installing these integrations are kind of interesting. How exactly do you go installing? I have a brand new site. I don't have one yet. I want to integrate WordPress with PHP BB 3 with WP United. What's sort of the installation process?
Actually, I've spent about the last 2 days writing a user manual for WP United, because we get a lot of questions like this, and I'm hoping to release that in the next couple of days. But
okay,
pretty much it's the same.
Give me the link, I'll post it.
That'll come later on today, but maybe you can plug it later. The process is pretty much the same as any other PHP BB mod. You can install WordPress and PHP BB any way you like relative to each other. There's no fixed structure to that. And then you would install WP United as a PHP mod, just the same as you would do for any other mod. You could use AutoMod to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Once you've done that, you get a setup wizard in your PHP BB admin panel, and you can run through that, and that runs you through all the steps you need to set up the integration.
It really sounds pretty pretty easy. You've got a lot of automation going on in the background there.
It's pretty straightforward. We use something similar to the UML install library to automatically set up all of the permissions and the new section in the PHP BB admin panel. So that's all pretty automated. It doesn't always work as users expect. And there are so many WordPress plugins out there, and we can't possibly hope to be compatible with them all.
Yeah.
We try to be, but unfortunately, some of them will tread on our toes and vice versa. Assuming you don't have too many bizarre plugins installed, then things usually work out okay. Yeah,
I can only imagine how much hooking is involved, you know, to be able to get the the PHP BB navbar underneath the WordPress header. That's got to be an interesting bit of code to get to.
That's been a bit of a sticking point for some users as well. Obviously, we don't know what templates they're going to be using. They could be using any sort of random WordPress templates. There are thousands of them.
Not to mention PHP BB templates.
Yeah, and then there are hundreds of PHP BB templates too. When they integrate random template A with random template B and then complain that it's a bit odd, it gets a bit frustrating sometimes. But actually, with the next version of WP Unite, they're going to try and be a bit more clever about it. I've built a system whereby it can automatically fix conflicts with CSS styles. So if you have the same CSS styles defined in Web and PHP BB, until now, they've trodden on each other, and you've ended up with things like odd. But hopefully, in the next version, that will be a thing of the past.
So this next version you got planned, I get the feeling that you're not planning to let this thing lapse again anytime soon. You've got quite a bit of plans.
That's right. Yeah. Well, I'm keen to at least try to reduce the number of support requests we get in.
There you go.
So it would be nice to release the next version as soon as possible. I'm certainly within the next couple of weeks, so I expect that to come out.
So next couple of weeks you're planning to get this next version out?
That's right, yep.
0.8, you said?
That's right.
Not bad. How far off to like 1.0?
We should be getting close. I'm beginning to look at code cleanup. As I say, cleaning out some of the old PHP BB2 cruft that's still in there.
You don't have to give us a date, by the way, because you know I always ask the PHP BB teams when the next version is coming out, and they've never told me.
Well, I tend to be a bit different. I can give you a date, and then you just need to add a year to that, and you'll be something close to the actual real date.
There you go. Oh, you got it down to a formula.
So it'll be next week.
Okay. It's a very nice system. I don't know what else there is to say about it without completely boring people to death. We can without
never
to death depth about you know what WordPress is and all that fun stuff. Although I was quite excited to see this because I use WordPress these days actually more than I use PHPBB. I last really touched PHPBB a year or two ago. Yeah, I still host this podcast, but probably the most feature complete and most currently up to date package I've seen for integrated the two, and I'm quite impressed of having seen this and especially just go on the site and there it is. There's the WordPress header for WP United, and then right underneath that's the nav bar from PHP BB 3, and then the rest of it's all WordPress on the homepage, and it's very clever. So yeah, we work on it. And thanks for the free promo.
You're welcome.
Show, I saw that.
Zero comments on that one yet, but we're still hoping.
Yeah, and you can also find it in the PHP BB mods and development forum. I posted the link to that in our TalkShoe chat room. And so if you use WordPress and you use PHP BB, you want to integrate them together, so go ahead and check that out. John, thanks for joining us. If you want, you can stick around, and you know, we have a few more things we'll just talk about quickly. Some things that came out this past week. But thanks for joining us, and it was great to have you.
Thank you.
So, if you want to stick around, feel free. Michael, are you fast asleep now?
Nope.
Good. You got your coffee today. Let's get you involved here. I'm sure you probably may know something about this, but we did talk recently about the support toolkit, and that came out with its first release candidate this week. So I thought maybe let's talk about the support toolkit, and I'd be curious to know if you have any things you want to just talk about. What is it? Let's review this. What it's for? What's the whole point?
It's designed to have an interface that allows users to fix common problems. For example, when I planned it for version 2 of PHPB, it allowed people to fix cookies, domain settings, the script settings and stuffnet, section of the min panel, and just various other things that people would run into. It looks like that the support toolkit will fix those kind of things, as well as resetting the modules in the database and several other things as well. So basically just an interface just in case something happens to the board so that people can fix it and get back in.
So looking at the list of tools that it says comes pre-installed, I get the feeling when they say pre-installed, it means that there is the possibility for additional tools to be written later, or perhaps other people can build in additional tools. Is that the case, you think?
Yeah. Yeah, it's when I started it, it was modular, and looks like they kept that modular interface so that people could easily add tools later, as well as them adding tools later.
If you can come up with any more, because there's a whole bunch here. There's auto cookies, database cleaner, duplicate permissions, fix left and right IDs, recreate module management, reclean, blah, blah. There's admin tools, user group tools, emergency tools. I'm not going to try reading them all. Which of these do you think are like the best tools to have, in your opinion? I don't know if you've had time to look at them all here yet.
Let's see. I don't know, because I haven't really been hanging out in support lately. But I do know that at least in version 2 of PHPB, the cookies were a huge problem.
I believe that.
So that's something that I think that would come in handy. Recreate module management. I've actually seen several people have problems with that. For the reason they change their modules, delete them, think that they are trying to do something and then it ends up breaking. So resetting the modules in the database is certainly going to be handy.
Mm-hmm.
Run custom SQL code, I think, is going to be handy when providing support. Rather than telling people, okay, you have to log into PHP Mindman and you have to go to this tab. And
yeah, and that's assuming they have PHP Mindman.
Yeah, exactly.
Go ahead, sorry.
The rebuild config.php is something close to home. Did you ever look at DB Informer for version 2 of PHPB?
I don't think I've heard of that, no.
It's a script that I and a few others on the support team wrote. What it did is, if you had database connection problems, PHPB 2 was kind of bad about giving you detailed messages about why connections failed. So DB Informer would go a little further and tell you why connections failed, as well as a few other things, including recreating your config.php.
I'd be curious. Obviously, it's in release candidate, so no one other than private testers should be using it at this point. But
right.
When this goes live, 1.0, how would this be implemented in terms of us offering support environment? Would people be instructed to install the support toolkit themselves, or would other people who are offering support be able to do it for other people, or would this be something that administrators would want to keep installed or would want to use and then get rid of, and then when they've done doing whatever?
Again, I have to fall back to my original plans, because I don't know what they've changed in this. But the idea when I designed it with the support team was to have the ability just to upload, edit a single line or two in the config.php file, so they could log in, and then that was it. They could keep it there if they wanted to. Of course, the more that you leave exposed, the more chances you have of something happening. But the idea was just to have it there and let them use it as they needed it. And it looks like this is what they're doing with Support Toolkit here, because I've already seen people mention, okay, you upload it, and you log in with your existing PHPB credentials, and you go.
So essentially, by default, assuming everything else is working, it would just rely on your existing permissions. And so it would have to have the ultimate administrator permissions to be able to get to this thing, I presume.
Yeah, you would have to have founder status in order to log into the toolkit by default.
You have to have founder status?
Yes.
I don't remember. Is it still such that there's only one founder, or can you like share founder status?
You can grant other people founder status once you are logged in.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But by default, you're the only one that has founder status.
Whoever actually founded the site.
Yes.
However, it does describes it as a second administration control panel. So this isn't like a module for the existing admin control panel. It's separate. And it appears that they have like a secondary login system. So if you can't log in through PHP BB3, this is kind of clever. It says if you are locked out of your board, you can have the support toolkit generate a password file, 25 characters, for you to use. You must download this file and upload it to the STK directory on your server. Once the file is uploaded, you can log in using the secondary login as long as you're not logged into PHP BB3 already. The generated password file expires 6 hours after creation, and then you need to generate a new password to use that again. So in a way, it's like, we'll tell you the password to use. If you actually have FTP access or whatever file access to upload that, then you can go ahead and use that password for 6 hours. That's clever.
Yeah, I think that cuts out the problem that we have with the version that support team developed with the old toolkit, was that we would have to edit config file, just a username and password.
Mm-hmm.
But people still had to edit files, which, you know, is a problem, obviously, because people have problems installing mods and so on. So when they're frustrated with they can't get into their board and they're trying to download a tool that allows them to get into their board, that makes matters worse.
Yeah.
So I think this is a good way around that. The reason that when we designed our version of the toolkit when I was on the support team, the way that we did is because if the board didn't let you log in, you can't use existing board login.
Yeah.
Because that just doesn't work. So that's why we did the config.php editing stuff. But I, like I said, I think this is a good way to do a best of both worlds type thing. Because you can log in.
Sorry.
Because you can log in with the founder, and then if the founder doesn't work, you can do this password file.
I could also see this as, suppose the founder is not someone who's very bright, and they are able to get away that someone else who's offering them support is willing to sort of do this troubleshooting stuff for them. They could actually use this secondary login system, even if the original login is actually working, for whoever's offering the support to temporarily get access to be able to do whatever, but they don't have to, you know, give them founder status and go through all that hassle.
Yeah.
Well, I could see it as, you know, this is a way for just to give impromptu access to someone, some guardian angel who's offering to give you support hands-on, which doesn't happen very often, I don't think, but that's not to say the support team is going to do that. They're not going to be, I don't think the support team members are going to have time to be willing to log in to other people's support toolkits.
No, I don't think so.
But, you know, it's really, I think this is exciting to see, and it's interesting that they talk about it's now, it appears to have been currently Eric Frerijan, who's on the support team, and X-Reaction, who's actually a member of the mod team, who worked together on getting this going. And I'm pretty sure, if I recall correctly, that X-Reaction was actually helping on this before he became a full-fledged mod team member, if I recall correctly. So it's interesting to see them working together, and, you know, this is exciting. And it's a product coming from the support team, amazingly enough.
Yeah. When I was on the team, there's several projects that the support team had planned. Unfortunately, never saw the light of day, but I'm glad that this is one that is coming out.
Mm-hmm. And because, as I say, they can claim they have someone from the mod team helping out, that won't be people saying, "Why aren't you helping out with support?" As if the support team actually offered support 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Yeah.
They don't sleep at all, right?
Yeah. Contrary to popular belief, the support team can actually code, so I'm glad this shows it.
Good. Awesome. Absolutely. Especially now you have Paul on there, and he just came off the mod team too, so. Or they do. You're not on the team anymore. I keep forgetting.
Yeah.
Let's run through a couple other things before we close out the episode. 2 weeks ago, we had our we started another PHP BB Weekly poll question. The poll question, it was right after we had talked about the new features coming in PHP BB 3.0.6. So the poll question was, what would be another feature you'd like to see added to 3.0.6? We had a record number of votes. We had 35 people vote in this poll. Our last record was 20, said the week before. And this is, we had 35 people vote in this, and the votes are actually very widely spread. So the next feature they'd like to see added 3.0.6, the top result was an automatic idiot user filter. 10 people, 29% voted for that. Just, you know, automatically filter out users that are complete idiots and have no business doing whatever they're trying to do on your board. Six people voted for David's suggestion, which was a rocket launcher, 17%. Also, six people voted for a front that doesn't fall off, 17%. We're still making fun of that skit David did 4 weeks ago. Remember that, Mike?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, PHP 3.0.6, a front that doesn't fall off. Five people voted for a coffee maker, 14%. In fact, that's actually... I wasn't actually part of the original poll, but Eric Frerijan in IRC made me add a coffee maker to the poll, and five people voted for it. Three people voted for the kitchen sink, since 3.0.6 will already have everything but. That's 9%. Three people voted for insurance from Paul's continuous slapping. Good thing to have. And we also had two votes for another answer. Other answers. One of the other answers was no new features. So I guess somebody does not want any new features in 3.0.6. That's fine. And the other one was for Nicole Scherzinger. Who's Nicole Scherzinger? You ever heard of that, Michael?
No. Let's see what Google says.
Yeah, let's see what Wikipedia says. Okay, they... One of these poll
questions. Wow.
People, the audience at home can go ahead and look up on Wikipedia for themselves who that is.
Yeah.
We'll take care of that. We'll leave that to you to find out, okay? That was interesting. So, an automatic idiot user filter. I'm going to actually send the results of this to this development team and say, hey, here's what we want. Here's what we want. Go build it. Our next poll question, which will go for the next 2 weeks, will be, if you were to enable quick reply, what would be the most likely impact that it would have on your board? And the poll question and the answers that I have yet to come up with will be up when this episode is posted this week. There you go. If you enable quick reply... Still talking about quick reply in 3.0.6, what will be the most likely impact that it would have on your board? So go vote in that. I'd look forward to see what the results are for that one. Our mod of the week this week is actually a very clever one. I'm surprised we haven't done it before. It is called... I'm going to get Safari to catch up with me here. It's called User Notes... And warnings in View Topic, and it is by ArmitGur83. And this is very clever. You may know that in the PHP BB3 moderator control panel, which even the development team admits is not the best moderator control panel, but you know it's there. One of the features is that you can actually add warnings. You can add individual user notes to certain users, and you can also obviously warn users who are breaking the rules. And so this is actually very nifty for the people who have permissions to see them. This will actually add within the view topic page, along with the little user information on the right or left-hand side, it will show how many warnings they have and how many user notes they have assigned to them, along with a link so that you can actually click on that and see it in more detail. So this is actually quite useful. Because when moderators are reading posts by users who maybe are not good users, they done some bad things. They have warnings assigned to them. They will be able to see that directly from within the context of their posts and can sort of use that, you know, in making judgments if the user is being good or not. And I think it seems very useful, and it certainly liberates it from being tucked away deeply within the PHPBB moderator control panel. And, you know, we've rmcgur83, we featured a lot of his mods on the show, and he does a lot of great work there. So I'm sure this is a great mod to have. User notes and warnings in view topic, and that is the mod of the week. And the style of the week is called Acid Tech Tiger. And this is by, you know, another style author that we, you know, feature quite frequently, Cyber Alien. And, you know, he does really kind of nice, you know, sort of luscious styles. This is kind of a darker style on his part, with a black with sort of an orange glow, a gradient type of thing. And I don't know why the header has a radioactive sign on it, but what that has to do with tigers. But nevertheless, it's a pretty nice looking theme. It's certainly been modified a bit. I'm pretty sure that it is, it's Subsilver 2 based. But, you know, they did quite a bit of work to make it, give it a nice dark theme. It's actually interesting that if you, I don't know, Michael, if you know how to invert the colors on your computer. You have a Mac now, right, Michael?
Yeah.
Did you know this? If you do Control Option Command 8, that actually inverts the colors on your screen. Have you tried that?
I haven't, but why would you want to?
Because it's kind of I think it's kind of fun. It's a great April Fool's prank. Just go when someone walks away from their computer, invert the colors on their screen, Control Option Command 8. They come back and it's like, what happened? And they don't know what the heck to do. But if you actually invert the colors on this style, it almost looks like one of his other styles with a blue kind of motif. So it's actually kind of interesting that it's sort of like an inverse of one of his other styles. You can almost think of it like that. Whatever. This kind of, that was kind of fun. Anyway, Acid Tech Tiger by Cyber Alien, and that is the style of the week. Oh! And Hardstyle in the chat room actually suggested that perhaps the reason for the radioactive sign is because of the acid. I don't know. Kind of fun. That's it for this week's episode of PHPBB Weekly. Remember, check out our website, phpbbweekly.net, for show notes, links to the things we talked about on this show, as well as all of our past episodes. Usually try to get the episodes out on the following Sunday or Monday. So, John, if you want to keep an eye out for that, sometimes I'm a little lazy, but I'll try not to be lazy this week. I'll get this episode out tomorrow or Monday or thereabouts. Check out our forum at StarTrekGuide.com. If you have a discussion or comments, the things we talked about on the show, you can go on there. Next Saturday is 4th of July holiday for us here in the United States, so we will not be doing a live episode. However, we are going to do a non-live episode, just because those are kind of fun. We like to do those once in a while. As far as I know, David will be joining us on there. It should be fun, and we're going to get a little more technical on some of the things. We'll talk a little bit about modding for PHPBB3, object-oriented programming, which I've now kind of discovered the miracles of. And we will also catch up with some of the announcements that we did not talk about this week, such as CAPTCHA plugins. A new blog post was just posted this morning, actually, about CAPTCHA plugins and how they'll affect mod authors and style authors and users, as well as AutoMod and some of the other things that were announced. So we'll talk about all that stuff next week. It should be a fun episode. It will not be live, though, but we will be releasing it next weekend. Our next live episode will be Saturday, July 11th, at the same time, same station, noon Eastern, 1600 UTC time, episode number 113, and we hope you will join us live for that. So that's it. Thanks a bunch again to John for joining us. It was great to have you.
Well, thank you.
And thanks to the Chinese government for making your internet work fairly well today so that you could actually join us.
Long may it last.
I'm sure. Hey, it'd be better than us having to listen to the Ode to Joy through the whole episode. And Michael, thanks again.
Sure.
You're a trooper. That's all I can say. You've been hanging out here for almost 11 episodes since David got busy, and so you're a trooper. Thanks a bunch. And I'm Douglas Bell. And remember, a successful community begins with you. Tag, you're it.
You're it.
We'll see you next week. Bye, or 2 weeks, whatever. Bye, everybody.